This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Fresh evidence of horrific, widespread and systematic abuse and likely war crimes committed by Russian forces against civilians and military detainees in Ukraine emerged on Friday in a new report from UN-appointed independent rights investigators. Latest graphic findings from the Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine that was created by the Human Rights Council highlight the ongoing grave impact of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. In Geneva, Commission Chair Eric Merz described one former Ukrainian prisoner of war's account of repeated beatings and electric shocks at a detention facility in the Russian town of Donskoy.
He was repeatedly subjected to torture and left with broken bones, broken teeth, and gangrene on an injured foot. I lost any hope and the will to live, the soldier said, adding that he had tried to kill himself, but perpetrators subjected him to further beating.
Additional serious human rights abuses attributed to Russian forces included rape and other sexual attacks against women, the unlawful transfer of dozens of children from a care facility in Kherson to Russian-occupied Crimea in October 2022, the wholesale destruction of the port city of Mariupol, and damage to protected cultural treasures. The evidence shows that Russian authorities have committed a violation of international human rights and international humanitarian law and corresponding war crimes, said Commissioner Vrinda Grover. She added that further investigations were required to determine whether crimes against humanity had been committed too. 23 million tons of rubble and unexploded weapons. That's about how much debris is piled up in Gaza after 5 months of war. In a fresh alert about the disastrous humanitarian emergency still unfolding in the enclave, the UN Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA, said on Friday that it will take years before the Strip is made safe again. The lives of more than 2 million Gazans have been devastated by daily Israeli bombardment since Hamas-led terror attacks in Israel on the 7th of October, the UN agency noted in an online message. As the largest relief agency in Gaza, UNRWA continues to provide life-saving supplies and services to more than 1.5 million displaced people in the south of the enclave. The agency runs shelters for more than 1 million people, providing them with humanitarian relief and primary health care. In its latest update on the emergency, the UN Aid Coordination Office, OCHA, reported ongoing violence across much of the Gaza Strip, particularly in the Hamad area of Khan Yunis. It added that the hostilities had caused further civilian casualties, displacement and destruction of houses and other civilian services. Mine Action partners are now carrying out assessments of explosive threats and educating Gazans about the dangers of weapons that have not been made safe, OCHA noted. To Sudan, where the country's people are also suffering a humanitarian crisis caused by a near year-long war between rival generals. In a new alert, the UN Children's Fund UNICEF said that hunger and unaffordable food are now people's main worry. Jill Lawler is UNICEF's Chief of Field Operations and Emergency in Sudan. Here's what she saw in Omdurman, just outside Khartoum, where she led the UN's first mission to the Sudanese capital since war erupted in April last year.
Hunger is pervasive. It's the number one concern people expressed. We met one young mother at a hospital whose three-month-old little child was extremely sick because she couldn't afford milk and she had substituted the milk with goat milk, which led to diarrheal conditions. And she wasn't the only one.
Ms. Lawler told journalists that the numbers of acutely malnourished children are rising and the lean season hasn't even begun. She cited worrying projections that nearly 3.7 million children could be acutely malnourished this year in Sudan, including 730,000 who need life-saving treatment. The UNICEF officer also described how women and girls who'd been raped in the first months of the war were now delivering babies. Some had been abandoned to the care of hospital staff who'd built a nursery near the delivery ward, she said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.